Two others were there, cadets Hassan and Bird. Hassan, the assassin, was the oldest man in our class and looked like something a fisherman had let out of a bottle, while Birdie wasn't much bigger than a sparrow and about as intimidating. We were ushered into the Holy of Holies. The commandant was in his wheelchair. We never saw him out of it except Saturday inspection and parade. I guess walking hurt. But that didn't mean you didn't see him. You could be working a prob at the board, turn around and find that wheelchair behind you, Colonel Nielsen reading your mistakes. He never interrupted. There was a standing order not to shout attention. But it's disconcerting. There seemed to be about six of them. The commandant had a permanent rank of fleet general. Yes, that Nielsen. His rank as colonel was temporary, pending second retirement, to permit him to be commandant. I once questioned a paymaster about this and confirmed what the regulations seemed to say. The commandant got only the pay of a colonel, but would revert to the pay of a fleet general on the day he decided to retire again. Well, as Ace says, it takes all sorts. I can't imagine choosing half pay for the privilege of riding herd on cadets. Colonel Nielsen looked up and said,
"Morning, gentlemen. Make yourselves comfortable."
I sat down, but wasn't comfortable. He glided over to a coffee machine, drew four cups, and Hassan helped him deal them out. I didn't want coffee, but a cadet doesn't refuse the commandant's hospitality. He took a sip.
"I have your orders, gentlemen," he announced, "and your temporary commissions."
He went on,
"But I want to be sure you understand your status."
We had already been lectured about this. We were going to be officers just enough for instruction and testing. Supernumerary, probationary, and temporary. Very junior. Quite superfluous, on good behavior, and extremely temporary. We would revert to cadet when we got back and could be busted at any time by the officers examining us. We would be temporary third lieutenants, a rank as necessary as feet on a fish, wedged into the hairline between fleet sergeants and real officers. It is as low as you can get, and still be called an officer. If anybody ever saluted a third lieutenant, the light must have been bad.
"Your commission reads, third lieutenant," he went on. "But your pay stays the same. You continue to be addressed as Mr. The only change in uniform is a shoulder pip, even smaller than cadet insignia. You continue under instruction since it has not yet been settled that you are fit to be officers."
The colonel smiled.
"So why call you a third lieutenant?"